This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, July 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Canadian pastor Tim Stevens gave his first interview last week after being released from prison earlier this month. Authorities arrested the Fairview Baptist Church pastor for holding outdoor services in violation of coronavirus restrictions. After spending weeks in jail, Stevens told Rebel News that God opened doors for ministry while he was there.
For the most part, the inmates treated me with much respect. When they understood why I was there, they didn't think it was right for me to be there. They would call me pastor. They would open up about their own problems and want counsel, want advice. Even inmates who were hardened atheists came to appreciate where I was coming from, and we developed a good friendship among those other inmates there in jail.
Stevens also said that the church would continue to meet.
We continue to go to church because this is not a matter of us trying to calculate based upon the consequences of our actions, whether we should do it or not. Our convictions are settled by the word of God and by our accountability to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so out of obedience for Christ, we continue to gather, and I continue to lead the church in gathering.
Acts 5 verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of France on Saturday to oppose new coronavirus restrictions. New measures required healthcare workers to get vaccinated and also required people to have a health pass in order to enter most public venues. The government backed off some of the health pass requirements after the huge protests. Last Friday, the U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of a Christian student group that faced discrimination from the University of Iowa. The university deregistered InterVarsity Christian Fellowship because they dared to require leaders to sign a statement of Christian faith. The ruling says, quote, "What the university did here was clearly unconstitutional. It targeted religious groups for differential treatment, while carving out exemptions and ignoring other violative groups with missions they presumably supported," end quote. The court victory is one among several others where Christians have brought suit against universities for discrimination. Dr. Ryan Burge from Eastern Illinois University released research this week on the religious views of Generation Z, those born after 1996. The study found the biggest religious shift among Gen Z members was into the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. That group includes atheists, agnostics, and those who say they believe nothing in particular. In 2016, 39% of Gen Z identified as nuns. In 2020, over 44.4% identified as nuns. Over the same time period, Gen Z members who identified as Protestant or Roman Catholic fell from 41% to 35%. Hebrews 10 verses 23 and 24 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." New data from the CDC shows that over 93,000 people died in the U.S. last year from drug overdoses. That's a 30% increase compared with 2019, and it's the highest number on record. Overdose deaths spiked last year around the same time COVID-19 lockdowns and layoffs began. Last week, a federal judge ruled that the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was unlawful. The DACA program protected hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants from deportation. The Biden administration can no longer approve applications to the program, but the ruling does not affect current program recipients. Meanwhile, the U.S. Border Patrol has made over 1 million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border just since last October. Arrests in June set a 20-year record. The number of families in California filing to become homeschoolers doubled during the 2020 to 2021 school year compared with the 2018-2019 school year. Lance Izumi with the Pacific Research Institute told the Epic News, quote, "People are just really dissatisfied with the performance of the regular public schools during the COVID crisis," end quote. The California numbers reflect a nationwide trend as the percentage of homeschoolers doubled last year from 5.4% to 11.1%. And finally, researchers made history recently when neuroscience technology allowed a man with severe paralysis to communicate in sentences, reports National Public Radio. Neurosurgeon Edward Chang at the University of California, San Francisco said, quote, "To our knowledge, this is the first successful demonstration of direct decoding of full words from the brain activity of someone who is paralyzed and cannot speak," end quote. The achievement comes after a decade of research and could eventually enable people with severe paralysis to fully communicate. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.